In this bulletin, an out-of-control bushfire threatens parts of Western Australia. Two of National Australia Bank's most senior figures resign after criticism from the Royal Commission. And French President Emmanuel Macron's government recalls its ambassador to Italy. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Strong winds are fanning a fast-moving, out-of-control bushfire that's threatening lives and homes in Perth South. An emergency warning is in place for parts of Forestdale, Harrisdale and Piara waters after the blaze broke out in Forestdale on Thursday. The fire was being propelled by winds gusting up to 90 kilometres an hour. They're expected to continue into early Friday morning. Two of National Australia Bank's most senior figures have resigned, just days after the release of the Banking Royal Commission's final report. CEO Andrew Thorburn will leave the bank at the end of February, while Chairman Ken Henry will leave when a new CEO is found. Phil Cronican, a current NAB director, has been appointed acting CEO. Both Dr. Henry and Mr. Thorburn received special criticism in the Banking Royal Commission's final report. Dr. Henry says leaving NAB now gives the company an opportunity to renew itself.
I've had to reflect in recent times on our inability as a company to meet community expectations and customer expectations. Andrew and I are deeply sorry for our inability to do that. I'm sad to be leaving NAB in these circumstances, but it is absolutely the right thing to do.
The inquiry delivered a verdict of a greed-driven industry, making 76 recommendations to better protect consumers and improve regulation. It also referred 24 cases of potentially criminal activity to the responsible regulators for further investigation. Meanwhile, Westpac says it will close 22 branches across the country, just days after promising to do more for customers. 8 branches will close in and around Sydney, 3 in southeast Queensland, 8 across Victoria, 1 in Adelaide and 1 in Perth. Elderly residents and staff are among those expected to be most affected by the closures. Westpac says it considers factors such as usage, location and proximity to other community services when deciding whether to close a branch. But Finance Sector Union National Secretary Julia Agresano says the announcement sends a message to customers and staff that Westpac cares more about profits than people. French President Emmanuel Macron's government has recalled its ambassador to Italy, saying it was fed up with repeated baseless attacks by Italian political leaders against France. Diplomatic sources say France acted after visiting Italian political leaders met some of France's yellow vest protesters, who've mounted a months-long anti-Macron campaign. EU President Donald Tusk says there's no breakthrough in sight in the Brexit deadlock, despite talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Theresa May was in Brussels to plead with EU leaders to change the Brexit divorce deal she negotiated last year, in order to get it through the UK Parliament. Ms. May has met European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker in an attempt to reopen Brexit negotiations and is expected to meet with him again before the end of February. Ms. May also referred to European Council President Donald Tusk's remarks when he wondered what special place in hell might be reserved for those who backed Brexit with no idea of how to deliver it.
No, first of all, I've raised with President Tusk the language that he used yesterday, which was not helpful and caused widespread dismay in the United Kingdom. And the point I made to him is that we should both be working to ensure that we can deliver a close relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union in the future, and that's what he should be focusing on.
To cricket, and the Hobart Hurricanes have beaten the Melbourne Renegades by 16 runs in the Big Bash League. After being overlooked for Australia's upcoming tour of India, the Hurricanes' Matthew Wade scored his 6th half-century of the season. The win means the Hurricanes have secured top spot on the ladder and a home semi-final with a game left to play. The Renegades will finish inside the top 4, but their final position will depend on the results of other matches. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, possible morning storm 35. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Possible shower in Melbourne, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, a shower or two, 30 degrees. Wollongong, showers, 26. Sydney, shower or two, 30 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 32. Brisbane, showers, 30 degrees. Cairns, possible storm, showers, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.